change in the lineup?
Luke's going to start at point, probably Robert at center, depending on how he feels. If not, Nick will start. And Kurt is available for some limited minutes, maybe 15, 18 minutes, something like that. See what he feels. I mean, depending on how he warms up also, but expected to be able to go.
You had said all along that you were going to try to work Luke back in the lineup once he got the mask off, and now it's his time to kind of get it.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to get a bunch of games, you know, where he'll start, and then we'll see after that. We'll evaluate and, you know, see what's going to go. So Delonte will be the first guy off the bench, and Earl's available. Earl's kind of where Luke was for the first six games, where he may play, he may not play. I mean, he could end up playing more minutes than expected, or he could end up not getting any run at all, depending on how the game goes.
Is there going to be a next phase where Delonte gets a stretch where he starts?
Don't know. We'll see what happens.
PJ, the thing with Earl is there's nothing.
No, not at all. Just exactly just what we had planned to do. You know, waiting to see. I mean, that was our thought, but we had to wait and see how things evolved. No, if anything, he's coming off one of his best games. I thought he played well in general in the six games. I thought he was one of our better players, but I thought the other night was one of his best games.
Do you like Delonte coming off the bench?
So far, yeah. I mean, it gives us he can play at one or two. He had missed a lot of practice early. That was the reason that we went with Earl to begin with. And Delonte has played well for us right now in this role. So we'll just kind of, you know, take it a little bit at a time and see how it goes.
With Earl playing well the last two games, did it make it harder to make the decision? I think he's eighth in assists right now.
Yeah, no, not really.
Is it Luke through the road trip or when you say
I don't know.
Free throws the last couple games, I think you guys are 50%. Is that been a point of emphasis?
Well, I mean, we spend time on them. It's always a point of emphasis. We have some people who historically have shot it pretty well. Some of them are not shooting as well as they've shot in the past. So, you know, sometimes it's not getting the volume that you're used to getting, or you know, shooting them at different times in games. Free throws are tougher to shoot in the fourth quarter, and you know, maybe some people their minutes are a little bit different than they're accustomed to. But I didn't think we would be a poor free throw shooting team. I thought we'd be an above average free throw shooting team, and it's hurt us the last couple of games. I mean, it's always easy after a game's over to say, hey, if we'd shot 75%, we'd have won the game. But we've missed some big ones. Particularly, it was I think Sacramento and the other night. But you know, there's always a tendency to remember those ones you miss in the fourth quarter. But that's. If you're going to beat a team like Utah or a team like Detroit, you pretty much got to cover all the bases. You know, you can't come up, you know, pretty short. I mean, Utah didn't shoot them particularly well either, but, you know, you kind of look at yourself and say, hey, we got a good number, which we had hoped we would get. I think we got 29 or whatever the number was. We got the attempts we needed. We just didn't get the makes that we needed to probably help us close the deal.
PJ, with the team as in as this, how do you kind of keep their heads above water with such a rough start?
I don't think it's difficult with the young team, to be honest with you. I'm not so sure it wouldn't be more difficult with a veteran team or a team of a lot of guys that have been through it before. I think as long as we are playing well and as long as the players can sense improvement, I don't think that's a concern. I mean, I just think if you look the way we played, particularly the first five or six preseason games, and then the way we played the last couple, and the way we've played for most of the six games, particularly like three of the last four. You know, if you look at obviously Denver and Phoenix, there were some things to be encouraged by. But when you look at the Sacramento game and having a chance to win, and then Memphis having a chance to win, and then coming back with a solid effort against Utah, I think right now guys feel they're close. You know, I mean, I think in the locker room after all those games, our guys are sitting there very disappointed, but yet saying things like, hey, if I'd done this or if we'd done that or, you know, whatever, they're saying like, you know, one play here or play there could have changed it. Where it gets discouraged, the nights you get whacked in this league are the nights it's tough to maintain perspective, because then you don't say, well, if we'd done one thing right, you know, you needed to do a lot of things differently. So I think given the way we've been playing, and in general, it's only six games, but in general, having played a couple of the very good teams and played them decently, I think that it's not difficult. I don't think it's easy, but I don't think it's that difficult for the players to maintain optimism and feel that they're close. And, you know, the situation is still a situation we can control.
You said on the road that you know, being that 8 or 9 days you're traveling or playing, you know, you just couldn't work on some stuff. Have you had that chance?
Yeah, we had a little bit of a chance, but it's going to get worse. I mean, if we practice in Memphis, that'll be our next one. But I mean, when we practiced yesterday, we thought it was going to be at least a week or more. And if you know. At Memphis,